Drink if you dead name.
Let's go, girls.
No one depressed would ever cross-dress.
Last time you cried.
I just super daddied my pants.
Super pretending to be on the phone so he feels not alone.
And he's trying to walk, but he's going backwards.
The opposite. Moves from high blood pressure to diabetes real quick, dude.
She could castrate a fucking sheep. F. A G G O T.
Well, hello, Nick.
Hey there, Pedro.
Who
happy Galentine's
Day. Happy Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day, girls.
Who do you think you are? Oh, man.
Aside from a big gay queer.
Whoa.
That was CJ.
I said those words positively.
Coming in hot, like hot.
Yeah, he is coming in hot.
Hot. Hey, guys. It's your favorite gal pal, Nickelodeon, and I'm here bopping around with my two boys turn girls. And I love celebrating Valentine's Day with these fellas. We've been doing, I think it was
four years.
This is our fourth Valentine's Day.
Yeah. First Galentine.
Yep.
But
oh, first Galentine's, true. Yeah. Usually you cross-dress and you're my date, but there's something very special about celebrating the day of love every year with one of my best friends cross-dressing.
And I'm Pedro, and it's 2023, and us gals have to stick together. That's what I've been saying. So for this year's Valentine's Day, it's all the gals. We just got together, and we're going to have a good old time.
Oh, the pretty gals, sorry.
And I'm Crystal. My mom named me after her favorite substance. Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes, dates, and stuff like that. How we doing, gay girls?
You look like you got passed around at the trailer park.
He's the hottest trailer trash.
Bopping around from trailer to
trailer.
He's
the hottest trailer trash, though, you know?
Yeah. Until he turned 16.
And then I started passing myself around.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I started making that cash.
He went to the neighborhood. Money.
Turning it into rocks.
You take EBT card, fam.
Smoking them.
And that wasn't Ebonics, obviously.
I'll suck your dick for EBT. Couple of fucking Little Debbies or something.
Damn. Housewives of white supremacy.
You got a joke for us to start the show off with a real strong hit?
A real banger?
No, not really, but I do want to tell you about my sister.
Okay.
She's a bulimic lesbian. Hmm. Yeah, every time she eats pussy, she rushes to the bathroom to throw it up.
Ew.
Yeah, I also had some trouble at work. Yeah, my boss asked me, he's like, well, do you want to see a head shrink? And I said, sure. And then I watched his boner get soft.
Wow.
So
no jokes this week. But that's all right, because it's another week, dude. And we're still alive, which is a blessing.
We are.
It's a blessing to be alive, you
PTL,
know?
Dude.
Pedro went from being a dedicated father last week and closing his eyes at the U.S. Golf, and now...
I feel like you're dead naming here.
Oh, sorry. What's your name now?
Pietra.
I don't like it.
No? What do you think my name? What do I look like?
Patty.
I look like a patty? No, dude, that straight up looks like a patty.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, that's patty.
Oh, dude, I got a fatty patty, dude, right between my legs.
What's wrong with him today?
I have no idea.
He's off.
I think it's the hair.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pour my beer so I can take away some of this hernia pain, you guys. And
you want me to pour it for you?
Talks amongst yourself. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Give me the beer, dude.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in.
Thanks,
Nick.
Gal.
You got it, girl.
All of our viewers left. If you're just tuning in, Nick's guts fell out of his pussy, and he had to get it
we call this the water
stapled all back up together and shit.
It's pretty good. Not bad. Not a bad pour.
I'm sorry.
Nicole? That's what... I was raised with two sisters and a mom, mostly. So I had... When I was at a young age, I was like 12 or 13, I always went to... Am I supposed to take this? That makes sense. I would go into the ladies' room with them because they didn't want to let me go into the men's room because I was a very cute boy, so I was very, very molestable.
And you wore girl jeans.
And Catholic.
Jeans.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you're a very cute girl, too.
And
I just want to make sure you...
I do appreciate that.
You're welcome, girl.
So if I was going to the bathroom, be like, Nicole, are you ready? And then no. Yes.
Damn, your family would fucking haze you, dude.
I was fine with it, dude. It was cool.
That works.
It's not hate. It's called grooming.
For becoming trans.
Anybody want a nicotine toothpick?
Yeah, I do. We're getting rowdy. What kind of flavor we got?
We're getting rowdy. That's why I brought the cowboy hat, dude.
Oh, true. So how are we going to get rowdy? Thank you. One of his joints too in a second, so he can really get rolling.
Really get the ball rolling, dude. That's crazy, dude. Your family used to do that to you.
I love these.
I don't remember. I guess I don't remember going to the bathroom with my mother. It was always my dad that took me.
Oh, yeah. We're smoking a little Item 9 Labs vape. The strain is called Slap and Tickle.
Slap and Tickle. Call me a slut, because I love that. Jeez Louise.
I love tickling.
Is that the Apollo 9, dude? Or what's it called? Apollo 11?
So Apollo left you on red, dude. Shut up.
Damn, Apollo did leave me on red.
Sorry.
He never come fucking back.
I didn't know you were talking to me because I didn't know what you were
Apollo's
saying.
Apollo's still in space, apparently. Fuck.
Well, at least, you know, two of us are... What are you going to do to celebrate Valentine's Day, CJ? Let's hear it.
Cry in the shower. I'm going to cry and jerk off.
Be honest, dude, okay? Don't
When's
give us
When's the last
funny.
Time you cried?
Yesterday?
Why'd you cry yesterday?
Because I'm so alone all the time.
I don't want to unpack that right now.
This is when the therapist just goes, instead of asking.
And that's our session.
Yeah, and turns on his podcast.
Or turns on this podcast, and they know everything there is to know about you. They're like, there's no way you could be a sad person if you did stuff like this every week. It's like, on the contrary.
On the contrary.
They have no idea. That's how exceeding
no
people
one,
are.
No one depressed would ever cross-dress.
That's what, true.
Yeah.
Go with the fucked up brain pattern.
We're going through mental struggles. Yeah. Would ever throw a dress on.
No, could you imagine? Dude. I could have just spent my time with my new family, dude. My daughter's 3 weeks old today. And what did I say? I'm going to cross-dress with the boys.
Hey, hon, head over to your sister's. I'm going to cross-dress with the boys.
It's important to the fabric of my being.
I know, dude. We've talked about this before. Yeah. It adds an element of... It's
mystique.
It's mystique. Yeah, it's a mystery.
You don't want to have a family.
It's my first day going back to work since having my surgery and kind of having the kids.
How was it?
It also kind of felt good because I just to move around and shit, where I just feel like such a lazy fat piece of shit.
I hate that feeling, but love it.
See, I think it just was on top of that, which just my body wasn't feeling good too. So there's all these things I want to do when I was just like out of commission. So I would have felt like I won't feel like a lazy piece of shit if I'm not working all the time. I really don't care.
Or like working out is important
for
you.
Sure, dude. Yeah, it's been so long.
So, like, I could see, because sometimes I feel like a lazy piece of shit, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to work out. Mm-hmm. Even though I worked that day, it doesn't matter to me, really. I don't count that as, like...
No fucking excuses, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Conquer your inner bitch, dude.
I am. I'm conquered 2023. Dude. Keep it's going. Patty's fucking year. She's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Conquer your inner bitch!
Girl?
Punch your cock inside out.
Push it in and tape it.
Lost my toothpick there. That was aggressive.
Damn, you're aggressive.
That was aggressive. I'm an aggressive.
You're an aggressive gal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're an AG. That's what they call you.
I'm an aggressive tilf.
Ooh.
Tranny I'd like to fuck.
And it's not a Mr. E, Bradford says. It's a mystery. Good one.
That was a good one. He gets to take it on the fun without cross-dressing, which is nice.
Who?
You should put on his wife's underwear or something so he felt like he's like a part of it.
Send us a pic in your wife's thong.
If you're watching at home, like put some ladies' clothes on or draw a mustache on if you're alone.
Honestly, dude, it's time for males to get in touch with their feminine feelings, dude. Mm-hmm. You know? I think 2023 is going to be the year. You know, the panty wandy kind of shook us down a little bit.
Now it's time for the panty wanty.
Now it's time for the panty wandy, dude.
Panty wanty, dude.
And you boys out there need to get in touch with some feelings, dude. Yeah. And you know it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call you out.
Tackle your inner bitch.
Yeah, tackle your inner bitch. Yeah.
Groom your inner bitch,
I'm serious, dude. I think it's very important for a man to feel like a woman sometimes.
Why is that?
First off,
that's an empowering song.
That's an empowering song. Another empowering song is Flowers by Miley Cyrus, which has been my jam for like the past month, dude.
Song sucks.
It's so good.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
She sucks.
The chorus is so good, and she's looking banging in that
Sing
video.
It then. Good. She's looking banging in the video. So you're watching. You're
as a girl. I'm watching. I'm like, God, that's so powerful. She's empowering herself. If you, cared.
So do you still watch porn? You just watch it as a girl.
It's empowering.
Shit, dude.
No, but that video is nice, dude. She's getting over her ex,
mm-hmm.
and she's saying She doesn't need him. She's working on herself. I can love you. I can love me better than you can, dude. Like, damn. That's deep, dude.
Yeah.
Miley's deep.
That's how you get back at an ex, dude.
For real.
Me, I'm usually just a big old whore.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm going to fuck all your friends.
Suck some dick.
I'm going to suck all your friends' cacks.
I'm going to suck all your friends' cacks.
Damn, dude, I like your pretty fucking wings over here, boy.
Yeah.
Thanks, baby.
Lady, sorry. Miss?
Bradford said you remind him of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Let me tell you something.
Pretty good.
I've never felt more empowered in my life than when I became a lady, brother. You ever felt a man's breath across her neck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lady.
That's a good call. That's good.
Yeah, 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 thanks, dude.
I cut off my 9-inch python.
Man. Yeah, so what else, dude? Work was good then?
It was great.
Good.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad
just
you're
skipping
feeling
right past the Macho Trans Man Randy Savage. And
I feel like we just took that to where it was had to go, dude. You know?
I feel like we could have made that a whole story.
Oh,
we
really?
Could have the whole podcast. We could have started tackling
okay,
CJ.
Then. Yeah. Go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and cut my dick off, brother.
Cut my dick into pieces. This is my last resort. Burp. No more boners. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if my dad doesn't see me. I don't want dick no more. Unless it's in my back door.
Dude.
That was a fire song.
That
dude.
Was
Papa
such
Roach.
A good song, dude.
When I was a kid, I loved Last Resort.
That was a fire song. Okay. Oh,
man. I wonder how much of the music I listened to when I was younger just like fucked up my psyche.
Yeah.
I leaned too far into it.
Yeah.
Especially with sad music and shit like that.
Being suicidal is cool.
Yeah, but also,
well, it was
but it's not when it's cool.
A little bit.
But it's not even that it's cool. It's like when you feel suicidal or depressed and you adhere to that, like, so you're like, you're suffering together in a weird way.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than trying to get out of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I forget what movie it was, and I saw it like much like when I was way older, and they're like, why are you listening to this? You're depressed when you, like, don't listen to this right now.
Right.
Rather than feeding that, like, sorrow. And I definitely got in those, like, loops, deep in those loops of just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what made Pietra snap off her Slim Jim.
Did you just make that up? Or
nope,
that
was from Bradford.
Damn, that was a good one.
Snapping off my Slim Jim!
Oh, my God. Now, that's fun. That's humor.
That's humor.
That's comedy.
Yeah, Brad, send us a picture of you and your wife's thong, and
he said he was already wearing it before he tuned in.
Oh, nice.
Lucky coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't believe in coincidences.
No?
No.
What do you believe in?
A real lady makes her own luck.
Mm.
Ooh.
And her own pussy.
Dude, you should get that tattooed.
A real lady makes her own luck. I think I'm done for tattoos for a while, dude.
You think so? Why?
Yeah, because I'm 10 grand in debt from surgery.
Damn,
I got
dude.
Fucking scars. I got scarification tattoos now.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
That's
no,
cool,
big, no big deal.
Let's go, girls.
Girls, ladies have lots of scars.
Yo, homegirl's coming to town. Shania Twain?
Home
how do you know that?
Girls coming to town.
Because, like I said, dude, we have to empower ourselves as men.
Dude, I'm way too addicted to these toothpicks.
They're so good.
It's way too good.
They're so good.
I remember when you would give me a bunch of them, and Kinsey started getting mad. She's like, when you don't have nicotine, you become a real dick.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Like my, like.
Dicotine.
Like, pretty, like, my addiction gets back right away.
Yeah.
Like, I need nicotine constantly.
Yeah, they're good, dude. It's surprising to me that you're able to hit a vape and then just not hit it again.
Yeah.
Because that shit gets me back.
I don't know. I guess.
So quick.
Because I'd rather smoke weed. I don't like this, the smoke of vapes.
It's I
like,
love the smoke of vapes.
It's like smoking a fucking 16-year-old's pussy.
I fucking smoke a vape, brother. So hard.
Who suck was on that thing.
I'm glad he walked all over what I said. I appreciate
I'll
that.
Suck on that thing.
Yeah, because pedophile jokes are out, dude. All right, 2023.
What?
You got to get your Macho Man Randy Savage right. Your Macho Trans Randy
dude,
Savage.
It's macho trans. That's what it is. Dude. He's trans.
Macho Trans.
It doesn't sound exactly the same.
Okay.
I'm leaking over here, dude.
Yeah.
your tits. That's just a side effect of the puberty blockers, dude.
My tits have gone down.
Yeah,
I'm losing my tits slowly but surely.
Well, that's not good, girl.
Yeah, that's sad.
I know.
You got to up your puberty blockers.
I might get an op later this year.
You think so?
If I found a daddy, that'll pay for it.
You can find a daddy
so
easy, dude.
Get you a zaddy.
Dude, the market for finding trans, like a big-titted dick chick.
Oh, yeah?
The zaddy market is hot for trans.
Yeah, it's
what about an average dick, big tits, trans?
You don't have an average dick, so you're not tricking
me. Yeah, why not just ask the question you want to ask?
Yeah.
All right, what about like a small dick trans?
I think there's definitely a niche for that.
Is there?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially in the upper scale white men.
Oh.
Because a big dick is like grotesque. Like in the olden days.
Unless savage, yeah.
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Like, you want a small little penis. Right. It's cute. Yeah.
A nice white small penis.
It's brown.
Little pigtail.
Yeah,
it's
a civilized penis.
Yeah. It's brown, but it's civilized.
You want a conqueror's
like
penis.
My people.
Yeah.
You know, those big fucking things swaying around all over
fucking
the place.
Alexander
Pedro
the Great
has the penis of a Greek statue.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're a work of art.
Yeah.
God damn. Michelangelo couldn't have done it better, dude.
Pietro, I'm sorry. I dead named you.
It's okay, dude.
Drink if you dead name.
That's a fun drinking
That's
game.
That's a fun drinking game. CJ, damn. CJ, 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 CJ. Just fucking get blasted,
damn,
don't
dude.
It?
Careful. He's going to start crying again, dude. No, that I said. I'm sorry we skipped past why you cried yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't want to open it up, dude. You literally said it. You're like,
actually, I did cry recently because my dog.
Oh, you lied?
Yeah, I was lying.
You fucking asshole.
What a bitch, huh?
We're literally doing a podcast which is about having honest, open conversations.
I have borderline personality disorder.
Celebrate me. I'm a psycho.
Yeah, my fucking astrological sign is psycho.
Yeah, flying Trans World Airlines. Thank you for that one, Braddy. Gotta laugh.
You should just have Bradford in your
in
ear.
My ear. Yeah,
literally, dude.
When I'm doing stand-up. Yeah. Brad, what's another funny thing I can say? I'm losing them.
You can even play that off as a bit. Be like, oh, Brad's just my inner, like.
Your inner queen.
My inner bitch.
True.
Vice versa, actually.
Yeah. This is the inner bitch on the outside.
You, his bitch.
My inner bitch is on the outside.
Yeah, but why'd you cry, dude?
Because my dog started getting all these, like growths, like tumors or something.
A lot of them.
He's well, that's got, what you get for fucking living next to that plant.
Have some sensitivity to animals. And the connection
Pedro
owners
doesn't give a fuck about animals.
The connections that owners have to the pets.
It's his racial handicap.
He
dude.
Could literally
just
take one of his dogs outside and shoot it in the head, and he would be like, "What's for dinner?"
The dog.
Damn, I didn't know you were Asian, brother.
Oh!
I'm an Asian brother. Dude.
We're getting them all, dude. No race is safe.
No race
is safe on this podcast.
Damn, that's the name of the episode, dude.
No race is safe.
Hell yeah. You do have an Asian penis.
I do, but it works.
A little wing wong.
It's a little fucking rice roll, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna play ping pong with it in my mouth.
It's a fucking Mexican egg roll, dude.
You can't. You're off the MSG. So
MSG is pretty delicious, though.
Yeah,
MSG is good.
Yeah,
put it back into the food.
Anthony Bourdain always said, like, if you're gonna eat Chinese food at a shitty place, find one that actually has MSG.
Yeah,
so don't fuck with it.
But you know, all the ones that say they don't have MSG,
yeah, and how'd that work out for him, dude?
I don't know. What is he up to?
He got murdered, dude.
Really? By the child pedophilia?
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah, he was about to fucking.
He was exposing it.
He was exposing this fucking.
He was exposing
circle,
himself
dude.
To a child.
And he is murdered.
You see the two of
Kitchen Confidential,
thing?
Dude. Yeah.
Kitchen Confidential is just a biography of all the kids that. It's like a. Never mind.
You know what's funny? I remember. Reading Kitchen.
What happened, dude?
I just gave up on it, dude.
You can't give up on something.
I can
like
give up on a lot of things, dude. Believe me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Like on all of your dogs,
your relationships.
Yeah. That's not true. I never give up on relationships.
Yeah, because
even
you're
when it's failing,
codependent.
Even when it's failing.
Even when the check engine light's on.
Tires need rotated, bro. And,
Nothing like rotating tires, dude.
A little service call, dude. Here you go.
Hit that crystal.
Thanks.
Hit it, crystal.
Thanks, girls.
Hit that crystal, dog.
Hit that crystal.
Dude, I'm sorry about your dog.
I'm sorry that you look like you fuck black guys.
So be sorry about that.
Exclusively. Exclusively snow bunny over here, yeah. Dude.
Nothing be sorry
and
about
black
that.
Guys like him because, you know, like black guys every once in a while like to go for that purple haired freak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then also girls that wear wigs. So.
And also just anything they can put their dick in.
King Crystal.
The race is safe. There's a racist coming.
The Housewives of White Supremacy.
That'd be a good show. We should just do the podcast like this every week. Fuck it.
Yeah, we're so much better when we cross-dress, dude.
Our show should be called The Housewives of White Supremacy.
We just have... See, it'd be funny because every time we have guests on, like, you have to cross-dress.
Yeah.
Force them to cross-dress?
Exactly.
How many guests have we forced to cross... Just Jesse, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did force... Was that a Valentine's episode?
No, we just felt like cross-dressing at that point. We thought it was so funny. We did. There was one year that we did it
multiple times.
Yeah. We're like, you know what's funny?
Yeah, cross-dressing.
Year two was like mostly cross-dressing episodes. Ooh. And that was the joke, too.
It was nice, though.
It was nice. Well, the thing is, it's fun to hide behind a mask. Because then I can say the things I really think and then say, no, that's, see, this is a character.
LGB, nice, girl.
Ooh.
It would have been nice if you could squeeze that in after, like, the tea somewhere, though.
That's true.
But it was a swing. And I love to swing, baby.
You gotta swing or else you never hit it.
Yeah. That's true.
Statistically. How do you guys feel about polyamory?
Polyamory?
I don't know.
What is that?
I could never do it.
You could? Yeah, same.
Fuck no.
Neither could I.
Is that when you have multiple spouses?
Yeah, you're in like a relationship with multiple people. Like you get yourself into
a... Is it different than in an open relationship?
I think it's like being in an open relationship, you're having sexual encounters, poly, you're like you're having relationships.
Oh.
Like you have multiple girlfriends and whatever.
And you might even like live in the same house polygamy style. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like that ugly Jew guy that got in trouble with all the crypto.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
That's an abomination.
SBF. How all
South
those
Park
ugly
Mexican.
People were living. How those ugly people were living together and scamming people with crypto or whatever, and they were all doing it.
But
with
they
each
were
other
fucking,
and
dude.
Yeah, they were
that
like
must have been wild.
Polyamorous.
Parties,
oh yeah,
I'm okay. Thank you. I'll
it's like
it
when
up.
You settle down, you get yourself into a committed relationship with the kitchen staff at Fuddruckers.
Oh.
Ooh, and the kitchen staff at Fuddruckers. Fucks.
Ruckers, oh yeah.
Dude. Yeah, no, I can't. I could never do that. I don't think I'm not built like that, dude. There's people that are built like that. What are you shaming about, dude?
It's fucking
weird, dude.
It's like grow up.
I don't remember. Rewind to the part where I shamed.
Yeah, can
you're
you
like,
rewind?
How do you feel about polyamory?
Whoa, so you just said it again?
That was the question.
You can't even tell the difference. We're sisters.
We're sisters.
Sisters.
It's the purple hair. It's the purple hair.
Oh, yeah, it's genetic.
Yeah.
Yep.
She stayed in the trailer park. I met a guy and actually moved out.
I'm the queen of that bitch.
I was 13, but mom and dad didn't care, so.
Nah, dude. Mom and dad never care about the transgender kid.
Mm-mm.
True.
I don't
we
know what
we have it so hard. We probably have it harder than literally anyone ever.
Oh, yeah. And what's worse, being a middle child or a transgender child?
Probably a middle child.
What about a middle trans?
That's an abomination.
That's the worst.
You take them out back. Have you ever read Of Mice and Men?
No.
Okay, well, it's one guy with Down syndrome gets murdered.
I shit my pants, I think.
You never read Of Mice and Men in school? You guys
didn't
read
that? I never
that?
Was forced to read that.
Damn. All right, well, moving on.
What happened, dude? Can you explain the book?
I can't really remember. I just remember that this one guy, and it's either his brother that had, he was touched.
He was
touched
retarded.
By an angel. Which is a weird way to say it. They got touched by an angel. It's like an angel
the book
of death,
said,
maybe.
Yeah. The book said retard, though, right?
I don't know if it said that.
King Crescentes.
It's like my retard brother.
Yeah, my retarded brother.
Oh, yeah. It's like N-word Jim, except for the R-word instead.
Yeah.
Those books were crazy back then.
They were.
Books were wild back in the day, dude.
They were let it fly, dude.
Dude, Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was crazy.
You went to Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Yeah.
Wow, is that where it started?
Me. Yeah. That's where
King
he got me. Offer me some candy to suck his dick. And
what
well,
the hell, dude?
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
That's what I said. Yeah, but those books were crazy back then.
They were crazy. I'm glad they're all banned now.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we can't read anything that we used to be able to read.
What the fuck are you laughing at, dude?
Yeah, what are you laughing? You have fucking tampon shoved too far up your pussy.
She's fucking in shock. What's that fucking? You're going into
toxic
sepsis,
shock
dude.
Syndrome.
Yeah, you're going into sepsis, dude. You're
no, fucking... I have toxic shock syndrome because of this toxic bitch.
Oh, yeah?
What I do?
You guys got some beef, huh? What's Crystal? Nicoletta?
Some beef curtains.
Ooh, that's true. I would have a very beefy vagina, I feel like.
You think so?
But in a good way.
Ooh, like more pleasure.
Oh, yeah. It's like a 7-layer bean dip.
Don't talk to me about a 7-layer bean dip.
I know you get down on that.
You literally are a 7-layer bean dip.
There's 7 doors to the hell that this
7 body. Circles.
What, did I just have an aneurysm?
7 circles of hell is what Pedro called the process of gaping his asshole.
Oh, like Dante's Inferno kind of?
Yeah.
Dante's Inferno.
That's what the lube that he used.
Dante's Inferno. It was one of those icy hot ones that it burns at the end.
Yeah. I love me some icy hot. Yeah. You put that on your balls before? Feels great.
It does for the first 45 seconds, and then it burns.
Yeah, it depends, I guess. Yeah, I lost sensitivity since my surgery.
Oh, maybe, huh? That's the only way you can...
It's no biggie.
It's the only way you can ejaculate is by putting icy hot in your balls, dude.
I can't ejaculate.
You can?
I can't until my doctor approves it on Wednesday.
Oh, damn. So how long has it been? 2 weeks?
2 days, I think. I couldn't. I mean, I had to come a couple days after the surgery. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just keep loads up in me.
Yeah, because I...
Yeah, it's not good for
that
you.
That adds to the swelling.
It's not good for you, girl.
It's not good for me. No, I got
to
fucking...
No, you have to bust.
Yeah, you have to get
I'm a family,
out.
Dude. I need to come.
You don't want to have a family. Trust me.
Yeah, if you don't want a double homicide. Yeah,
I got to come.
You got to bust, dude.
You got to bust. All right.
She's a trad wife.
Let's do what we always do. Let's get into some... What happened this week?
Well, what happened this week, dude? I fucking got plastered yesterday, dude.
Oh, yeah?
I got shitty, so shitty, dude.
I got shitty, so shitty.
I got shitty, so shitty up in the city.
What, did you got plastered yesterday?
I went to the Phoenix Open, dude.
You fucking
any
hot guys?
The last day at the Phoenix Open.
Oh, no. We went the first day, and now you went the last day.
Yes, yeah. And I was saying
you closed
earlier
the
that last chapter. Week you went with CJ, and you were giving him such a hard time.
I was not giving him a hard
such
time.
Such a puss hound, dude. Howling and barking.
He was.
Jamming his
he was.
And then 1 week later, you got infected by CJ's horniness.
I think it got to me, dude.
I bit him.
Because
I bit a woman. If you read,
I haven't. I had him bust since. So like maybe it's just pent up energy, you know.
And then
he busted in this bussy.
I'm holding off for this week too.
You're gonna not bust for 2 weeks?
No, I'm holding off for till we go to Sedona.
Oh, so you come instantly?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
There's nothing better than Valentine's Day than saving your load up for your significant other, though.
Absolutely. Mm.
Saving your load and just really impressing them.
I got you this. Yeah.
No, well, that'll impress them. A girl loves a big load, CJ.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
Crystal knows.
Crystal.
Okay, Crystal knows. You dead name, dude. You got a drink.
Oh, shit. Damn, sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, Crystal.
Drink if you dead name. Play along at home, girls.
Bam.
And
bam,
gentlemen.
Bam. Bam, bam.
Lovely gentleman, handsome.
God, I wish I had a vape so bad right now.
Damn. How long are you?
I just want to point out that, like, say that you guys did just give some pretty good life advice about saving and bussing.
Yeah.
Like, you always got to save before you bust, and then you bust bigger. Right?
But there's a happy medium.
There's a happy medium.
You also don't want to, like, be so, like, I mean, I can be... pre-coming all over the place, and if I'm holding that in, if I'm edging myself, then my next sexual encounter is going to be... Oh, dude, my dick leaks like crazy, dude. You can call me fucking...
After you have children, it's...
We're leakers over here. Dude,
my body knows I don't have much longer in this shell, so it's just trying to procreate before I die.
Well, it's also like the slightest touch would be like...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I call that Randy Savage, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Gets after it.
Oh, yeah, because you are a Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Randy, baby. But yeah, dude, there is something about it. Saving up the load. It's good.
So you're saving up a 2 week load.
You got to save the load before you bust it.
That's so romantic you're doing that.
I mean,
you're literally cross crossing the state with a full load.
Oh, full load. I'm going cross country, dude.
Full load on board. You have like one of those stickers on your car. It's like, yeah, do not hit or drive full too load. Close.
You put the cunt in cross country.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. A million babies on board is what it says. Because that's what my sperm count is going to be.
So you're going to bust inside?
Bust it.
Trying to procreate, dog.
That's the best.
Trying to reproduce.
There's nothing like busting inside, dude.
There is absolutely nothing better.
Can I get a hell yeah from somebody in the comments?
Can I get a hell yeah? Can I get a hell yeah?
That's like Tom Segura's one bit. He's like, next time you're thinking about pulling out, don't.
Don't.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, it literally, it's the best feeling.
True.
Warm and fucking, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting hard right now. And I don't even have a penis.
Still can't see it. It's crazy.
Snap it off my Slim Jim. Snap it off a Slim Jim.
Little foot action there. Look, dude. He just kind of skipped my foot.
You like it?
I did not like it.
Did it hurt your hernia?
No, dude. Nothing. Not just everything hurts my hernia. I just, literally forgot about it. He just reminded me. Fucking asshole.
Congratulations for forgetting.
Thank you.
That's a sign of progress.
It's one of my
about his family.
Or alcohol.
Forgetting is a sign of progress.
Definitely no words your therapist will ever say to you.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a therapist, so joke's on you, dickhead. Okay.
Clear as day.
Clear as gay.
All right, so last day of the open, you got plastered. You got,
oh, yeah, we walked more around,
story,
dude.
Story, you fucking cum guzzling.
Nah, man, it was just a good
cock
time.
Cock holder of a mouth, dude. What are you talking about?
It was just a good time, dude. We were fucking double fisting. We called it a, it was a Coors Light.
Blow bang.
Soul chalala, dude.
They call it a blow bang. We did it on the Waste Management Open garbage truck.
I'm sorry we ruined your ending. Yeah,
it was a blow bang. We did call it a blow bang, yeah. Actually. Yeah. We were blow banging all over the fucking open yesterday.
Managing all kinds of waste.
Oh, for sure. That was a recycling cum dump, if you know what I'm talking about.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Talk about waste management.
No, man, it was just so much fun. I love going to that shit, dude. Like, live sports events like that.
You like going to those kind of stuff? You like getting fucking blackout drunk, dude. Let's be honest.
I wasn't blackout. I remember everything. Okay. Actually, my wife said that, you know, the severity of drunk that I was didn't compare to my cousins. So I was looking good last night, dude. I was like, keep
yeah,
it together.
Yeah, as long as you're not the drunkest one. It's like when you're being chased by a bear, you just don't want to be the slowest.
Yeah, the drunkest exactly. one in a Mexican family. Dude, that's crazy.
You know you got a problem.
Take that button back. Dude. Yeah. How dare you, CJ?
That's a god honest.
I'm afraid to be alone.
I'm trying to be racist, dude.
It's working.
Let's go, girls.
The housewives.
Let's
of
go,
White
Hitler.
God, that pumps me up, dude. Every time you hit that,
dude, I'm telling you, dude. 2023, the age of empowerment for men that need to get in touch with their feminine side.
I feel that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Sister.
No, but
I like brother wet better still.
It's so funny because I sent you those videos of like the people like fighting gravity and not being able to stand up, dude. It's so funny seeing that out there because you see people that are like being led by the person in front, like, hey, just hold on to me and just kind of trot along, dude.
Dude, I wish we had an audience where like take these video clips of people almost falling and then put it to like John Mayer's Gravity. But we don't. We don't have a production team. We also don't do it. So why can we can't expect?
Yeah. I could have done it if you asked.
Really?
I would have done it for you.
That's so sweet, Crystal.
That's what she told her ex-husband, too.
Love you, baby. No.
She's probably just high again, dude. Yeah. She's poking heroin needles between her toes.
Fuck, dude. He's splitting toenails.
Yeah. They won't even wash my feet at the salon anymore. That's anti-trans, really.
No, it's because you have a fucking infection, dude. Yeah, look at this dude, man. His wife, his girl's like so annoyed with him, too.
I keep on falling.
Wasn't this from a couple years ago, though?
This was last year. He straight up looks like he's fucking smoking blues, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's getting possessed by the crack demon, dude.
Damn. She is so upset with him.
You think so?
Yeah, she's so annoyed, dude.
How much do you have to drink to get to that point?
Dude, it doesn't... Dude, they don't stop serving you out there.
I know, but still, how much do you have to drink?
Don't stop drinking. Oh. Yeah.
Hold on to this feeling.
Hold on to your fiance.
Dude, the fucking wristbands that we got on Monday, They had 10 drinks each. Like,
yeah, that's a lot.
Nobody needs to drink that,
dude. Nobody needs 10 drinks for any reason. It's fucking insane. Dude.
I had 10 yesterday, but, you know.
But still, 10 but drinks. I don't even know if 10 drinks would do that. I mean, unless it's like, what, all straight liquor? Well,
probably like fucking crisscrossing, dude.
What do you mean?
Crisscross,
you
know, applesauce?
A couple of drinks of beer.
You saying that guy's a homosexual?
It's weird how
we got a crisscross over here. We got a crisscross applesauce.
¿Quién crees que eres?
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, it probably
that
went
shit,
from
dude.
Like beer to liquor to back to beer to fucking liquor.
That's
again.
A myth.
It's weird
that's
that
an old wise tale. People,
but it'll fuck you up. It's not. That's not.
Oh yeah,
I've been blackout drunk and I've never like lost my spine before the way
this one's hilarious. See, I kind of almost feel like he knows he's fucked up, so he's pretending to be on the phone so he feels not alone.
And he's trying to walk, but he's going yeah. backwards.
He's going the opposite.
He's
like,
I really don't think he's on the
phone. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I think he's just like trying
he's
to
talking
be like,
to him, so he's like,
all right, let one foot before the other.
And then this I'm so guy, fucked dude. Up right now.
Hell
I'm
yeah,
I'm just trying
dude.
To pretend I'm on the phone.
This guy this is just guy. Fucking, yeah. he's a fucking boomer.
He's
just
hanging in there, though.
If the ground would have been flat the whole time.
I know. You know what fucks him up? It's this curb coming up. Look
yeah,
at this.
Yeah, that wasn't
the
fair.
Handicap ramp.
The handicap ramp
ironically.
Fucks him up, dude. Look at this. Whoop.
The handicap
Bam!
Ramp made him handicap. He is now handicapped.
Dude. I don't think I've ever been like that.
I have, for sure.
Actually, that's not true. About 4 years ago, I stumbled onto Bell Road, leaving the open, ironically.
Bell Jesus Road? Christ.
Yeah, now that I remember.
Damn.
We were walking back to the car, and it was my wife and I, and she said I stumbled onto Bell Road.
All right.
I've always
or she had, get wife. Pushed. Did you get
Ooh,
pushed?
Ooh, dude. I never thought about that.
I know, because you were drunk.
What did we say? Forgetting is progress. So yep. like,
Forgetting is a sign of progress.
She pushed
yeah. Hell yeah. I think she did. She's like, this guy's going nowhere.
She's a trad wife.
Dude, I remember one time getting that drunk was like graduating from culinary school or whatever. Not an accomplishment. So wasn't going to go like walk or do anything like that. I was like, you know, that's dumb. So instead, I got a bottle of 151. Me and the person I was with at the time drank a bunch of 151, went to a Mexican restaurant, got these like huge ass margaritas, riding our bikes and shit. And then to go ride home, I couldn't get on top of my bike. So I kept on falling over. Like she said, like six times in a row, falling over, falling over, falling over. And then there's water right there. I'm like, I'm going to go skinny dipping.
Call me
so
Alicia
then I get,
Keys,
so then I get naked and I go to the, where like the boats used to harbor. And so I'm walking and the tide is out. So it's like to my ankles and I'm naked fucking quarter mile into the water. And then I just crisscross applesauce and they're like, I did it. And then nice, I woke dude. Up at 3 o'clock in the morning in the living room and I was like, I don't have my wallet or anything.
I don't know how I got
drove
home.
My car to go try to find my wallet somehow, like thinking I would miraculously find it.
I shit my pants, I think.
I've never shit my pants.
I have.
Damn.
Have we told that story
I think
before?
We've talked about it, right? Fireball was involved?
I don't think so.
No.
No?
And forgetting his progress.
Forgetting his progress. Let's hear it, dude. We just went out to the bar and it was like a fireball special that night. And I think it was like $2 fireball shots or something like that. I can't tell you how many I had, but your boy got shit faced. And then
literally
shit faced.
Shit pants.
Well, it happened when I got home. I don't know how I got home. I woke up, though, at 5 a.m., and I'm in my bed. You know the moment, clearly, when you wake up and you're like, how the fuck, where the fuck? Like, it's common.
Pedro woke up like this.
I just super daddied my pants. Super.
Damn, that's a Damn. Big explosion, dude. Is that in Palestine?
That's East Palestine, Ohio.
Damn, dude, that's a skyline chili. When did this happen?
A few days ago.
I have not seen any of this.
Really?
No.
I heard about it today. Palestine. Oh, he says it differently. He doesn't want to be associated.
It's not fucking storm clouds!
Damn. That guy's got other problems going on in his life for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That guy wishes he could dress
What's
up like women,
for,
I guess.
Dude?
That's how little we care about Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah.
Officials are claiming that the air in water Chernobyling, Ohio. That's what it said. They can still smell chlorine. They've complained about They're just sleeping.
That's a gay frog right there.
They're
frog.
Just sleeping.
He did it to himself. Oops, all pets dead. Pedro.
Really hard and just shut down and went very fast.
Here's an idea. Get in your car and leave. What the fuck, dude? What are you still doing here?
Yeah, dude, why are you filming
yeah,
this?
Like, yeah, look, I'm out in the air.
Look, I'm in tremendous danger. Check it out.
Chernobyl. These fish are dead. What's next? Am I going to die? Damn, this is wild.
Damn, it's like a war zone. It's like a war zone out there, dude.
Yep.
That's crazy, huh?
See, this, that's a super cut. I don't need to see, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to see
not
that.
Not a bouncing tits and ass.
I didn't see one person twerking in that video, right? I don't want to see that.
Doesn't make me feel good.
Come on. And it was way more than 45 seconds.
That's wild, dude. Tell me more about this.
So basically, there was a train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio. There was a chemical on board.
Dude, that was literally a fucking movie on Netflix like 2-3 weeks ago.
I
White
just
Noise.
Read about that, yeah.
And I think that was a book that obviously because everything and it was with it was like, actually it was a weird ass movie. It's
oh,
pretty
it?
Good. Yeah. I recommend watching it.
It was an oil spill.
There's a and it's a weird chemical spill. And
in Palestine, Ohio.
In some weird small kind of town like that, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, White Noise.
Yeah, that's so weird.
We're just trying to get us ready, dude.
I mean,
the White Noise was the original name of this podcast, by the way.
Until I showed up.
Housewives of White Supremacy.
You've been here a little time.
You think you don't make white noise?
You're dating a conservative, you asshole!
I'm dating a conservative asshole?
You are the problem, dude. You need to realize that. Why? As soon as you can realize that you are
Why part, am I the problem, dude?
Because you're perpetrating this trad living lifestyle, which is doesn't make sense anymore in a world full of trannies and pollies.
She's a trad wife.
Yeah, but she's a trad wife.
Damn, that's crazy, man. So that was a couple days ago. What's going on now?
Now it's just leaking in, and they're shooting down a bunch of weather balloons in order to distract from it.
Damn, China's all over them?
So is that where the weather balloon was shot down from?
No, weather balloons have been shot down now off the East Coast and over the Great Lakes between here and Canada.
Gotcha.
Between Arizona and Canada. That's, as here, so as pretty much here. You know, between the United States and Canadian border.
Okay, damn.
Interesting.
And, that is interesting.
Yeah, and they've recovered. The first one was definitely a Chinese weather balloon, quote unquote. Uh-huh. The next two...
Well, everything's Chinese, but who actually sent it up is in the question.
So the next ones have been some sort of metallic balloon, they're calling it. They said they couldn't tell how it was staying... like at 40,000 feet like it was and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's why Justin Chernobyl was saying he's going to search to try to find the remnants of it after they shot it down. Yeah, yeah right.
Justin Chernobyl.
So a train just crashed?
A tranny just weird crashed, dude.
And then all this chem like that, what did it run into? It just
what
fell,
kind of,
fell
do we
off?
Know the substance? Or they
yeah,
not, have
it's
they
some kind
said?
Of like high, like some kind of chlorine substance.
Damn, that's so it's just so weird because I literally just watching that movie and that just literally all that just being like, damn, that was literally something I just watched.
And there's been multiple train crashes in the last few days too, and so people are speculating that it's coordinated.
You think the people in Palestine, Ohio would be okay because they drink chlorine to fucking kill themselves, but
it's crazy that in Palestine they still take train. They're that far behind even in Ohio. Yeah, gotta take the train to work.
Y'all still transporting and trains?
Got transporting coal or what's going on? It's crazy.
Oh, it's vinyl chloride.
Oh, that's not good.
That's a good band name.
Yeah, vinyl chloride. This song's called White Pussy. It's a movie on Netflix.
Oh, let's go,
White Pussy.
Oh,
sorry.
White pussy, best pussy. That's what I've always said.
Yeah, and so burning off vinyl chloride, which is toxic and carcinogenic. Releasing hydrogen chloride and phosgene.
What's the vast?
Gas.
What's the radius that this thing is going to affect?
Well, they say it's
first. Tell me what you think radius means, and then crystal.
Crystal will break it down. Dude, dude, the radius, it's a bone in your arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so carry what's on. The radius? How many bones? Of, how many of these radiuses will it fucking overcloud and affect? Is it like affecting Columbus, Ohio and like neighboring major cities?
Well, let's see. That's the question, is that the authorities are saying.
The question. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the question.
The authorities are saying that like it's not, that it's like contained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's pretty easy to contain chemical substances. Yeah.
That it become airborne?
Oh, we got it.
Steak, dude. It's like it was contained and now it's not contained. It's there's like, a giant cloud of it. We can all see it.
It sounds 2020 all over it.
It's like every year the tuna, the mercury level rises up. They're like, that's actually safe to eat. We just change the levels that it's acceptable to eat, the amount of radiation inside of
fish. Your body can handle it.
And mercury,
The idea is that, like, so for example, one thing it said was if you're exposed to a million parts per billion or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember what it was now.
Sound like Fauci.
Yeah. Science is changing as I'm speaking.
Yeah. As my gender is.
Depending on how much you're exposed to, like, it can cause miscarriages and damages to, like, sperm and shit like that. There's even that risk of that.
You're trying to depopulate this place.
Miscarriages in Palestine.
And the idea was to burn it off because, you know, the atmosphere is big, and so you thin out the concentration of the chemical.
Yeah, the ratio becomes more.
That's what we did with Hiroshima, I believe.
But there are reports of dead fish.
Burn it off.
It's
like a fucking
what
old
trying
war.
To do with the Japanese.
It's fucking burn it off, dude.
The Japanese have become toxic.
We're thinning the herd.
Yeah. Put a thin string around it, dude, and fucking cut off all circulation to it.
There were reports of dead fish in rivers and creeks 5 miles away from the train derailment, according to CBS News.
Damn.
Well, if you're a fisherman.
CBS, there's BS in the title, dude. Am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whenever you watch CBS, all I see is BS.
That's the same, dude. Big slut.
Same joke that I just made, dude. Just made.
You fucking whores. Let's go, girls.
Toxic chemical burn may be the largest environmental disaster in U.S. history.
Damn, that's crazy.
Bigger than the Tea Party?
Whoops.
Yeah, that's a big whoopsie daisies.
You put the gay guy in charge of the logistics system, and all of a sudden we got train tracks.
Thank God it happened in Ohio.
All of a sudden,
large environmental spills.
Contain his chemicals, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He had to take that break because his. Because they adopted a child. He needed that maternity leave. Remember that? Him and his husband, Pete Buttigieg?
No, I don't remember that.
Like when they adopted their kid, he took like maternity leave for
really?
3 months. Yeah.
That'd be sick, dude.
While the border was like going crazy, there's like millions of people crossing the border. We've never seen anything like this.
Yeah. And he's like, he just adopted a kid from the border and he's just like, I need 3 months off.
They're actually kind of sick. Yeah, we can learn some things from
we
these.
Can groom these guys for sure. Groom them.
Oh, you can groom an immigrant.
Oh, dude, immigrants are like the highest groomed people.
Oh, they're so groomable.
They're so fucking susceptible to everything.
When they don't speak your language, it's crazy what you can make them do.
Yeah, for sure.
When they've got literally nothing and their family's lives are on
it's
the line, dude.
It's wild what you can do with a human being, dude.
For sure. I just looked up and I wonder if like your neighbors are like peeking out or something. Just be like, what are these three dudes doing?
Whatever. They'd be jealous.
They would be jealous. We're having a great Galentine's Day.
One of the greatest Galentine's Day
episodes that anyone's ever recorded.
For sure.
Yeah. We're talking about literally real stuff, dude. An hour into the podcast.
An
hour into the podcast. We got there.
Apparently the live has gone down.
Doesn't surprise me, bud.
Crystal is going to stab you.
Crystal is about to break, dude. And I'm about to break.
Crystal, we better have, not Crystal.
Pietra.
Dead name.
Damn.
I'll drink in, what's that, Solidarity? What's it called?
Solitaire.
It's a good game.
Damn, that's crazy. Don't say anything about CJ getting up. He gets mad. Also mad when we do that. Because I was like, well, what's Crystal doing?
Crystal about to twerk, bro.
Damn, Crystal about to twerk.
You do look hot in that wig, dude.
Yeah, and the wig.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God, dude. It's hard to spank him, but he gets so mad when he's like a stripper.
You should have an IG fucking page, dude.
You should have.
She, they.
What, she, they, what?
She, they wish she could be a girl,
they.
Dude.
She, my balls in your mouth,
you
dude.
You dead pronouned me.
Again? I'm not good at this, dude. Yeah, well, I'm 34 years old.
It's a good thing you don't have a problem drinking.
Yeah, we got a bad tranny on the podcast.
I am a bad tranny.
You're bad.
Dude, imagine. Bad tranny starring Bob
Barker.
Saget.
Don't forget to spay and neuter Thornton. Your trans. That was a good joke. Come on.
Yeah,
dude.
It was
Bob
a good
Parker,
joke.
Spay and
sure,
neuter, yeah. Neutering your trans kids.
For sure, dude.
Come on down.
Come on down. Don't forget to spay and neuter. But honestly, dude, I am a bad trans. Imagine what they do to me in Palestine, Ohio.
Fuck the shit out of you, dude. Look how hot you are. Yeah, you think there's girls like that in Palestine, Ohio?
You can transition just by breathing the air in Palestine, Ohio. Yeah,
transition to death.
Yeah, they'll chemically castrate you.
That's
speaking
wild,
of castrate, dude, how about that fucking video I sent you, dude? Oh, that shit was insane. What are these people called? The Lapaludis? What are they called?
I don't know, dude. You're the one.
They're like from Switzerland or something.
Lapaludis?
Now this is a fucking trad wife, dude.
This is a trad wife for sure.
As with cattle, this castration creates steers which produce a fatter, more tender cut of meat.
I like the
following
music.
An old tradition, this operation yeah, it's
Christmas Eve, even, with their outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look, a little elf, Santa.
It's Christmas Eve. The reindeer, the outfits, the white people.
Dude, she is pale
this
white.
Is
she's
mid,
twilight
she's
white,
crystal
dude.
White.
That's my favorite kind of white.
60 years ago.
Twilight white is my favorite kind of white.
And they make the women do the castration of the damn, deer. Dude. Wait
dude,
a minute.
Just, holy
oh,
shit.
My God.
Damn.
Low-key, the reindeer was
why?
Liking it. Did you
hey,
see that?
Hey, what?
She's...
Hey, Pietra, where'd you find this, dude?
On Reddit, dude.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
They have animal porn
yeah,
on Reddit.
So it's not animal porn,
doing?
Dude.
What was she doing exactly there?
She was castrating
she was
the reindeer.
Biting
so
the reindeer's this, nuts off.
The dude wrangles the reindeer up, right?
That's ridiculous.
Grabs him by the horns, settles him down, ties him up.
We don't condone this sort of thing.
That's crazy. This is
the
in
girl,
Mexico.
What's the, what are they called? Give me, what are those people called?
Animal
barbarians.
Porn. Bestiality.
No,
yeah.
Dude, they have a name, fag- dude.
Whoops.
Quit dead naming these guys, dude. They have a race.
What was in dead
this
naming? You
do.
Still are a F-A-G-G-O-T.
You're so fucking...
F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah. F-A-G-G. Oh, man.
Can you spell it out? Can I put that in the beginning of the episode? It's okay if you spell
F-A-G-G-O-T.
It out.
F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm surrounded by a faggy.
Yo.
Not cool.
Oh, sorry, dude.
God.
Drink.
You bucket of cum.
Racial or other kind of slur. Drink.
Drink.
Drink, bitch.
Patty gets into her second marg, and all of a sudden, I'm fucking the bad one.
You're shitting
call
your
me
pants
Billie Eilish,
for
dude.
Sure, dude.
I shit my pants, I think.
It sounds like a beef beef.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, sure.
I
shit
my pants, I think.
Yeah
no, but then they go and she chomps off the fucking reindeer's nuts, dude.
Chomps, dude. She chomps.
There's no parent around. There's just one weird guy smoking a cigarette who's probably their neighbor.
I know. You just brought that video in to try and make me hard, dude.
What if this is just
and
like
it worked.
The only people that do that? It's like, oh, this is how we do it. Everybody else like does it. Ethically, like morally right, with like a
yeah, they're like a, we make our women bite these animals' nuts yeah. off.
Could you actually bite nuts off?
You can bite anything off, dude.
Could you? No, like really, though.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, dude. Your jaw is powerful.
You've never heard a monkey steals the peach? It's a ninjutsu.
This is a weird
move.
Dr. Seuss up must have got canceled.
No, dude.
Oh, dude, it's
that's
the book we're all reading to
the
children
always
during
get the peach, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
See that racial joke you just slid in there?
Curious
dude?
George and the monkey who stole the peach. Never heard of that one? I read it to all my kids during the story hour.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed around kids, dude. There's no way.
When I dress like this, I am.
True.
I read stories. I'm in kindergarten.
Why do you think I dress like this?
My background goes out the window. They don't care.
That's so crazy.
God, that shit is crazy. But hey, it's fine.
Monkey steals the
my kids not going to that school.
Dude, you're definitely not being a trad bitch right now.
No, sure. Not trad, dude.
Very non-trad, dude.
She is coming to town, though, and I low-key want to go.
Let's go dress like this.
Dress like this. I'm down. My wife will be there.
She's a trad wife.
She is.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm not afraid.
Monkey Steals the Peach has multiple forms. There's the tiger claw form where you distract him with something up high, and then you go down low and you grab the testicles and you pull them away from the body.
And then what? They just rip out of the flesh?
No, then he
comes.
Or
just rupturing them.
Yeah, or I mean, if you pull hard enough, you snatch the sack right off the body.
Really?
I don't think that's
possible. Is it that weak?
No, maybe. My sack's strong. My sack can withhold my body weight. I've done it before. Dude, he's like, here, fucking put that in
there. Your leg.
Put it in me.
Bust and tickle.
I can't hear you. What is it? Slap and tickle.
Slap and tickle. That's right.
Ow. I hit it on my tooth, dude.
You idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
No, but yeah, you can bite shit off.
Damn, that's crazy.
Look at fucking Holyfield.
That's literally how animals
Mike Tyson.
Eat.
It's an ear. An ear and a ball sack with two testicles in there.
Similar.
It's way different.
It's cartilage.
Cartilage, dude.
Your ball sack's
cartilage. Your ball sack's cartilage. I just had the same question. I'm like, wait, hold up. Your ball sack's cartilage?
No, but like all the tendons and shit is very cartilagey.
God, it's going to be so weirdly hard.
It's getting me so weirdly hard.
Yeah, that video was weird. It was on Reddit, though.
God bless you.
It was under unexpected.
God bless you.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you.
My whole body is feeling like it's on fire all of a sudden.
God bless you,
child. Feels like when the priest touched him.
You sweet child. You're a good kid, aren't you? You want to go to heaven?
What?
You want to go to heaven? Want to show Jesus your tits?
What age did... Come on, show God that snatch, dude. Show God that snatch,
You
want
to show God how you come?
Show God that snatch. Show God that snatch. Set. F-A-G-G-O-T. Yeah. Show God that snatch. Show God that snatch.
Damn, dude.
Show God that snatch.
F-A-G-G.
Show God that snatch.
I got the F-A-G-G-O-T-F-A-G-G-O.
I put the T.
F-A-G-G-O-T-F-A-G-G-O-T. Little Stumbles, dude. What the hell? That was one of the best beats we got.
Little Stumbles isn't in right now. Little Stumbles was me at the open.
Okay, Little Fumbles with your masculinity, dude.
Little Fumbles with your sexuality, dude.
He's an F-A-G-G-O-T-F-A.
I don't see it. That doesn't flow well. That doesn't flow well in my head, dude.
Whoops.
No, that was purposeful.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
I'm still not wearing underpants.
I wish I wasn't. It'd be so freeing not to wear underpants wearing a dress.
Oh, dude.
Have you guys noticed that? I'm wearing like short shorts and underwear. I'm
there's
like,
in the ladies' locker room?
There's a lot of girls at the open yesterday that were wearing underwear.
You have a child and you're married, okay?
I'm sorry, dude.
So you're just looking at.
I was not purposefully.
Are you sorry? You look real sorry.
I was
there.
Not purposefully seeking him out. It was that blatant, dude. That's why I said this is illegal.
The
it should be
just
wrong.
Out like that.
It was out. It was out. All the girls are flaunting it.
I was there.
Crystal was the main fucking purpose. Why?
Yeah, right. You were just blowing guys in the fucking porta potty.
She would.
I was there.
Yeah. I was still there.
This reminds me of my childhood bathroom.
You just in the toilet. Hi.
Yeah. I lived in one of these. I lived in one of these for 4 months.
Covered in that fucking blue fucking water.
It's surprisingly clean.
Yeah.
That's a sterile.
I'll wait till you're done and then we can start. I don't care about the smell. That's what my pussy smells like. Did you read that article?
My pussy smells worse.
King Crystal.
Damn, Crystal. You getting after it, girl. Crystal's going balls to the wall, dude.
Damn, one thing we know is it's not crystal tight, dude.
And when she discharges, and isn't crystal clear either.
Yeah. I'm crystal light skinned.
This is
sweet. Female discharge is a gross term.
Yeah,
that's a yowzer.
If it's not supposed to be discharging, yes, it is disgusting.
Yeah, true. I don't think any vagina should be discharging. That's why I prefer
trad wives.
Men.
Trad wives, dude. Oh.
She's a trad wife.
All right, give us something to end on.
Hold on. I feel like we skipped what we were on, dude.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We've been doing that the whole episode. We're going to stop doing the fucking all formula right, now.
Right. I've got something we can end on.
All right, perfect. Dude, and if it's not your face... Oh. On my dick.
Oh. Finish on my face.
Finish him.
Her.
Finish on my dead name. Face, damn. Brother. Dead name. Oh, yeah.
The trans Randy Savage is good. Dude.
It is good.
I can't say gay stuff like Macho Man. I can't put it together. Yeah. It doesn't sound right.
Finish on my face.
You barely got yourself together, bro.
Seriously.
I can't get myself together. I have to get this.
Don't try to bring somebody else into the equation, dude.
Your neighbors are like, what the fuck? I'm just
finish on my face. Oh, you got to finish on my face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Snap it off my Slim Jim.
Snap it off my Slim Jim.
That's such a good one.
Oh, man. Two gold lines from Bradford. Randy Bradford.
And now, the please rise for the Black National Anthem.
I'm scared.
Oh, it's the Super Bowl.
Lift every voice.
Lizzo lost weight.
It's no Shania Twain.
What is this? Is this actually?
This is the Black National Anthem.
It's a thing? I've heard it before.
It's a thing now.
This isn't new to me.
Actually, I wrote something very close to this. I think they might have heard it.
I've just listened to this a lot of times not knowing that's what it was.
He's not black?
No, he's not black at all, dude. He doesn't know his dad.
What are you, Joe Biden?
He's not black either. It's fucking...
They're black adjacent.
If they don't... What's she doing, dude? She's about to get banged out.
Looking like a fucking hoe at the Open the other day.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a white girl on her knees right in front of that big group of black people back there.
True.
Yeah. Riley Reid? Right there, yeah. Riley Reid's in this?
Even the black guys look bored. They're like, I've never heard this before.
Like, what are the lyrics?
They're like, what are we doing?
The teleprompter fucking shut up.
Like, I was...
It is cool that they got a trans person to sing it, though.
This is a trans person? That's awesome.
Yeah, her name is Ralph Lee something, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
All right, it's starting to pick up a little bit.
Here we go.
It kind of sucks at the beginning, I'm not going to lie.
It starts off with diabetes, and it starts straight up.
Moves from high blood pressure to diabetes real quick, dude.
Oh, my God. That is sick, dude.
All the white people in the audience went to go get drinks when this happened.
Yeah, true.
They started to, and then their black people around them were like looking at them, and they're like, oh, shit.
She's got a big mouth.
Oh, my God, dude. She could castrate a fucking sheep.
She would castrate two sheep at the same time, dude.
She two for one deal.
She's fucking halftime Betty, dude. She fucking castrates twice the amount of sheep.
She's got the wrong gig.
That's
dude.
Actually the halftime show for next year.
Some fucking satanic ritual, dude.
What a Galentine's Day.
What Happy a Galentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day, gals. Ladies. Cheers.
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 Cheers. Oh.
F. A G G O T's Amore.
It's all over my face.
The housewives of white supremacy.